Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Hi, thanks for joining me. You're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know, and this particular episode is titled Leaked Contract Tells Sad Story of Pfizer's Dominance. And there's a lot here. Now, as usual, I've included links, and by including links in the transcript, it does not imply an endorsement of everything that is stated in those links or the author of those links, articles, videos, what have you. Use your own judgment and discernment. The goal is research, right? Well, I was going to offer a few articles on the book of Jeremiah, and I'm going to do that soon, but I first thought it was important to highlight and discuss several things regarding COVID and Pfizer pharmaceuticals in particular. Now, it's very interesting to me that the contract between Pfizer and individual governments wound up on the net without the security protocols that kept it from being downloaded and shared. And I'm sure Pfizer's not happy with that, and they'll probably pursue legal options, I imagine. But I find it fascinating that decades ago, when news traveled very slowly, you remember Orson Welles' War of the Worlds radio broadcast? You may have heard about it, you may have read about it, you may have even listened to it. It was accepted as absolute truth at the time by many people. All they had was radio at the time. And their neighbors. That's it. They didn't have television. They didn't have the internet, of course. Nothing like that. So people panicked. And some even committed suicide, from what I've read. Since news traveled so slowly way back then, it took time for folks to realize the broadcast was simply theater. Behavior scientists, quote unquote, studied the effects of that broadcast to determine how people reacted to fear-driven narratives. Well, today, anyone who wants to research can determine who's telling the truth and who isn't. You may have to dig a bit, but it's there. Moreover, it can be determined that what might sound plausible is all in how it's worded. Case in point, I constantly see ads in my inbox and on social media telling me how safe and effective the CV jab is for people. Now, while many of the previous vaccines that were created before CV might be considered safe, while at least some are obviously not, we know absolutely nothing about any long-term effects or efficacy of the current CV injections. So how is it possible it can be asserted as being safe? The wording is very important. It's clear that folks need to be very careful in their research to try to remember what is and what is not truth. It needs to be, you need to work at it to determine that. Going on social media just doesn't really help sometimes, although truth can be found there. I also find plenty of misinformation, and some of that is even posted by conservatives and patriots because they've not done thorough research. It's so easy to simply repost something that sounds good without checking into sources. But in today's quick-moving information highway system, the big tech gurus and owners have to be very quick about what supports and does not support the established narrative. This is why they work so hard to defame, censor, and even ban people who stand against the narrative Dr. Fauci pushes, on behalf, of course, of globalists who were deeply embedded behind the scenes. That's their only recourse, to get rid of anything that hampers furthering the accepted narrative. Now, unlike during the times of War of the Worlds, when it took a great deal of time for the public to understand the truth about that radio broadcast, and in the interim, much damage had been done, well, they'll deal with legal suits later if they come, right? No big deal. The big tech people, they don't care. Owners of social networks do not have the luxury of waiting, and they must react quickly to anyone who doesn't go along with the agenda. They've got a silent, squelch, censor ban. Senator Paul Rand was just banned from YouTube this week for at least a week because of his insisting that the public resist efforts of the federal, state, and local governments to increase their stranglehold over America. We're sliding toward fascism. He speaks out against it, and then fascism comes in and decides to suspend him. Dr. Mercola, who has been under fire for years, finally lost his battle with the censors and stated on his website that he was removing all content within 48 hours. And while he would still place new material up, it would also be removed after 48 hours of publication. Now, while it's clear that the powers that be are terrified of the truth getting out, and who can blame them, we still need to realize that they are in control. And like the Nazi regime of Hitler's day, as well as other Marxist regimes in history, they are determined to win the war against free speech and free information. That brings us to the leaked Pfizer contract. The author of the article who deals with that is a person by the name of, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Aiden Bieber or Biber. His first name, E-H-D-E-N. Second name, last name is B-I-B-E-R. And his blogging site can be found at senseofawareness.com. Well, to those who may have heard about it or even read the leaked contract online from Pfizer or between Pfizer and nation governments, and they may think it's fake, Bieber's response is as follows. To those who think it is a fake, my university law professor said laws are like computer code. They use legal functions and variables and processes. I worked in Big Pharma. I received many contracts in my career, and this document seems to be as real as can be, unquote. Now, he worked for Merck, and past vice president of Pfizer of the UK branch, Dr. Michael Yeadon, viewed the document and stated that to him, it also appears legitimate, as he is very familiar with the verbiage often used by Pfizer in their legal docs and contracts. So, that you're aware, by the way, if you look Yeadon up on Wikipedia and other left-wing sites, you'll quickly learn that he is described as a conspiracy theorist who makes false statements regarding CV and the CV jab. But consider the sources. Do the due diligence. Bieber has written follow-up articles, one titled, Why I've Committed Career Suicide by Posting Leaked Documents Online. And in truth, Bieber has given up a great deal by revealing publicly what Pfizer does not want the public to know. He states, quote, if you haven't heard about the Pfizer leak, I congratulate you for only listening to the mainstream media. So for those who have no idea what's going on, here's a brief summary, unquote. People like the ones Bieber describes, those who only listen to the mainstream media, have a tremendous barrier within them called cognitive dissonance, which does not allow them to think for themselves or to ask any question about what they believe or, more importantly, why they believe it to be true. To do so causes tremendous angst and friction within them, so they poo-poo anything that they do not believe to be true to get rid of the frustration or dissonance. Now, regarding the Pfizer contract itself, Bieber states, quote, what I saw in the contract horrified me. This contract can and should be taught in universities as an example of a contract that any court in any county that has Consumer Rights Act or law would have declared as illegal. The Sicilian Mafia probably would have loved to hire the lawyer who wrote this or the law firm. Or perhaps Pfizer has hired the law firm that works for the Sicilian Mafia, unquote. Fascinating, isn't it? Now, in essence, because of what Bieber already knew, having worked with Merck for 7 years, he saw this particular contract as so one-sided that the only entity to benefit is Pfizer. The governments of nations are all on the hook to defend and protect Pfizer and to guarantee that Pfizer is fully indemnified against lawsuits. In other words, those governments promise to step up and protect and defend Pfizer using tax dollars to do so. And by the way, that includes the United States. He goes on to point out what is plainly obvious to him, quote, this was not a contract. It was a foreign power dictating to a country terms and conditions of their surrendering, unquote. Because of the potent fear generated throughout global society, people screamed for a fix in the form of a vaccine, using the term loosely, by the way, as it's actually gene therapy due to the mRNA component. Now, because of tremendous fear of dying, Pfizer knew they were in the winner's circle and could dictate terms. Take it or leave it. Now, of course, countries would take it if it meant saving lives, right? What's happening is people playing Russian roulette with their lives at Pfizer's insistence and possible incompetence. More quotes from the article about Pfizer contracts with governments include several revealing statements. Quote, if you were wondering why ivermectin was suppressed, it's because the agreement that countries had with Pfizer does not allow them to escape their contract, which states that even if a drug will be found to treat COVID-19, the contract cannot be voided. And another quote, long-term effects and efficacy. Quote, purchaser acknowledges the long-term effects and efficacy of the vaccine are not currently known, and that there may be adverse effects of the vaccine that are not currently known, unquote. Regarding the first statement I just read, note that even if ivermectin was used, and I'm assuming that also extends to hydroxychloroquine, if they were used successfully to treat CV-19, individual governments would still be responsible to pay their entire contract with Pfizer, even if they opted not to use any injections because of ivermectin. Note also, Pfizer has no clue as to any long-term effects and even efficacy. Why? Because no long-term studies were done. And in fact, they are doing those studies now. And they will last until January of 2023, according to the other Pfizer documents on their own website that I've highlighted here before. Well, as far as the contract is concerned, Pfizer has protected itself and all of its assets. Well, they will experience no liability even after admitting in the contract itself that Pfizer has no idea of any long-term side effects or efficacy and acknowledges that there well could be adverse effects that they don't know about. Why would anyone enter into a contract like this with Pfizer? Because they're hanging themselves out to dry. This is a no-win situation for any government, and they are legally required to pay for all doses of CV injection they purchase, even if they don't use them, and they are all non-returnable. Can you imagine buying a home with a contract like this where the homeowner has absolutely no legal recourse if the builder builds the home incorrectly or does shoddy work on wiring or plumbing? Can you imagine if, for instance, the wiring started a house fire that burned it to the ground and the builder couldn't be sued, even though it turned out that they deliberately used old, outdated knob and tube wiring? Only an idiot would enter into such a contract where the builder has all the gains, all the protection, and the homeowner has nothing. This is essentially what has taken place between Pfizer and many governments around the world. Pfizer knows they have countries over a barrel, and they don't care. All they care about is making tons of money with absolutely no worry about liability for a product that may not be anywhere near as efficacious as proponents would like us to believe. And moreover, this product may actually cause much more harm than any good. And by the way, as a side note, apparently it costs Pfizer $12 or so to make one dose of CV-19 vaccine, they call it. Well, they're selling it to governments for $19.50 each. And interestingly enough, I read that Israel paid $62 for each dosage, each injection. Goodness gracious, we are talking about millions and millions and billions of dollars made by Pfizer over something that they can't even guarantee will do anything good. This is not only abysmal, but it is demonic. Pfizer is playing with people's lives and obviously could not care less. It's all about the Benjamins, I guess. In fact, they care so little that they're busy creating new boosters for the alleged Delta variant and will likely produce other boosters for anything and everything else said to come about, likely with the same contractual terms. Please read the article and download it. It's fascinating. Pfizer is the winner, and this contract was not supposed to be known to the public, but was apparently leaked at an Albanian website. Look, folks, Christians, we need to have faith in God. Do what seems best to you based on His Word, which is the final, supreme, and only true authority. Do not give in to the fear. Use common sense and carry on. He's coming for His own one day, possibly soon. Be ready for that. Okay, look for articles on the book of Jeremiah soon. And I thank you for joining me. And until we meet again, I pray that God will open your eyes to show you how blessed you are in Him.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.